Welcome all to the 2025 Month 8 Investable ETR briefing that covers the trading period from the 1st of August to the 31st of August 2025. Hopefully, you'll find it interesting as we look closer at what's happening within the credit group. Firstly, George will show you some of the work that goes on at our deal desk and some of the potential projects him and the team are looking at. Next, Stephen will be discussing trade finance transactions during the month of August, and we'll give a refresh on the core principles credit was built on. We will also be looking at segments on our monthly reports and updates on the European and global economies. Then we'll look at the briefing itself and some of the key information from it with some updates on credit. So for our first topic, I'll hand you over to George, who's a member of our deal desk.
Great. I hope everyone is having a great afternoon. The deal desk team is focused on maintaining our momentum as we head towards quarter four 2025 and beyond. We are currently in discussions with a leisure yachts and boat rental company based in Dubai. The company is a leading name in Dubai's luxury yacht charter industry, renowned for its sophisticated fleet, bespoke services, and an unwavering commitment to quality since its inception in 2018. The company offers an unforgettable marine experience for those seeking high-end adventures along Dubai's spectacular coastline. Founded in 2018, they rapidly established themselves as a trendsetter in the luxury charter space. The company focuses on delivering exceptional service, tailored marine adventures, and luxury cruising, making it a preferred choice for both expats and tourists in Dubai. Clients can expect meticulously maintained yachts, highly professional crews, and personal touch in every detail of their rental experience. Many things stand out for us regarding this company. Their fleet, for instance, is of modern design, comfort, and variety. They offer more than simple yacht rentals. The company curates extraordinary adventures, from sunset cruises in Dubai's marina to lavish yacht parties and business gatherings. Every journey is customized, providing gourmet catering, professional event planning, and water activities based on client preferences. The company initially approached us seeking finance for a 100-seater yacht for commercial purposes in Dubai, and they were requiring 100% finance from credit. This, as you may know, isn't something we would consider. However, throughout the conversation, we established that they have four additional yachts that are lien free. And the current deal that we're considering involves us providing the finance for the 100-seater yacht, but also using one or more of the lien free yachts as collateral. We are also quite far in the process in a deal with a distinguished leader in the European hospitality and hotel sales industry based in Greece. This company manages a comprehensive ecosystem that drives global hotel sales, hotel management, and strategic contracting for properties in Greece, Greece's most attractive destinations. They provide premium hotel sales and operational expertise across Athens, Crete, Mykonos, Santorini, and the Ionian Islands. Their portfolio features independent hotels, luxury beach resorts, exclusive villas, and mansions, all positioned to deliver memorable Mediterranean experiences. They have a strong global network and leverage a robust business-to-business platform and ensure international reach for hotel partners, including online bed banks and distribution services. The group's experienced team manages sales offices and negotiation channels in Europe and the United States, maximizing occupancy and revenue for its network of properties. They specialize in online sales distribution, as well as strategic contracting with global tour operators and agencies, making hotel access seamless for clients worldwide. Beyond sales, the group oversees daily operations, long-term planning, and quality hospitality to ensure high guest satisfaction. And the deal that we will be providing to them is a debtor invoice finance facility to support their operations and expand their business, leveraged through their aged debtor book. This will be done by the trading of hotel reservations from hotels in Europe and reselling to online travel agencies based in the United States, Lithuania, and Singapore. We are also speaking to a company that wants to purchase chrome from a supplier in Zimbabwe to then be sold to a buyer in South Africa. The person that we're speaking to in this trade has been working freelance as a commodity broker in the metals industry since 2012, mainly in chrome, but other metals also. Interestingly, he has many contacts also and may be able to refer to us other potential originators looking for finance, specifically in the metals trade. The reason for this is that their company is an executive search consultancy specializing in IT and banking and financial sectors. We mentioned luxury yachts in the briefing today. While researching this industry, I learned that the most expensive yacht ever created is one called History Supreme, which was designed by a British luxury designer. Remarkably, it's valued at $4.8 billion and is adorned with 100,000 kilograms of gold and platinum. It even features a meteoric stone and a bone from an actual T-Rex. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Now I'll pass things over to Stephen.
Thanks for that, George. It's always great to hear about the opportunities you and DealDesk are working on. So for this month's Trade Desk presentation, we'll be discussing an originator who's involved in the Irish healthcare sector. They're one of Credet's longest-serving originators and joined the exchange in 2016, where they availed of Credet's DGOR debtor finance. They are now considered to be a leading supplier of communication technologies for the Irish healthcare industry, providing customers with modern and reliable products. These range from nurse call systems, patient safety alarms, and other communication technologies, which assist healthcare professionals carry out their daily tasks. As the Irish healthcare sector continues to expand, with over $25 billion expected to be spent annually on an aging population, the healthcare technology is a growing niche and forecasted to expand by more than 6% annually. This trend is being reinforced by the government's Sláinte Care reform program, which prioritises the modernisation of healthcare facilities across the country. Due to this, our originator is positioned well to benefit from this trend, particularly because of their experience and track record, giving them a strong competitive advantage as healthcare organisations around the country seek to adopt modern and reliable communication systems. Since joining Credet, the originator has traded 5.6 million worth of DTOR invoices, allowing them to draw down working capital against their aged receivables, ensuring they can meet outgoing expenses. Nevertheless, like many suppliers to hospitals and state-backed institutions, they often face long payment cycles, and by having access to flexible finance, ensures they can continue covering operating expenses while awaiting settlement from their debtors. They did for a time avail of Credet's BGOR creditor finance, utilising investable funds to pay suppliers, which was useful given the fact that key components are sourced through a global supply chain network. However, as these supplier payments were paid in multiple currencies like GBP and USD, the client was exposed to FX losses, resulting in margin calls being applied to their creditor statements. As a result, they decided not to continue with our BTOR creditor facility and instead manage their own foreign exchange exposure while relying solely on our DTOR debtor facility as a flexible source of finance. With access to investable funds, our originator has been able to tender and win significant projects. The most recent contract they secured was with Conley Hospital, which involved upgrading the nurse call system across four floors, comprising of 120 beds, installing inter-call touch systems, which allows for easy communication between patients and staff. The company has also continues to secure contracts with private nursing homes, where they are tasked with installing alarms and full prevention systems These projects directly improve safety and quality of life for vulnerable residents, all while supporting healthcare professionals deliver responsive care. The relationship between Credet and our originator has always been productive and mutually beneficial since day one. By Credet providing working capital at the right time, investable funds have helped this business expand and modernize healthcare facilities across the country. For investors, this case demonstrates how investable funds are being used in a positive way, not only to generate a return on their investment, but also help improve the quality and safety of the healthcare environment, which has critical importance for the Irish society. I hope you found this presentation informative. I will now pass you over to Maria, who will discuss global economic factors influencing Credet and the wider financial service industry.
Thanks, Stephen. It's always interesting to hear about the originator companies on the exchange and the various trades that we're working on. So as we've stated before, Credet will always try to stay informed on what's happening in the world when looking for any new business. Trades that are meaningful to us and have an impact in today's current affairs will always be available, as they are what the world and the market is focusing on. So moving to the Baltic Index, we saw that August started off at 2021. The index fluctuated throughout the month, dropping to 1,894 at its lowest, before increasing again in the latter half of the month to end month eight at a figure of 2,024. The Baltic Index was recorded at 2,240 as of today. As mentioned in other briefings, we promise to continuously keep an eye on the global economy and factor in geopolitical issues that can cause ongoing effects to the market. Moving to global news, the Eurozone business activity rose to its highest level in more than a year in September, despite persistent economic weakness in France and slowing demand in Germany's manufacturing sector. The HCOB flash composite PMI rose from 51 to 51.2 in September, pushing the index above the 50-point mark that separates growth from contraction. French data revealed a sharp split between the region's two largest economies, with Germany showing strong improvement while France struggled with ongoing political troubles that hurt business confidence. Earlier this month, the European Central Bank hiked its growth forecast for the Eurozone for this year from 0.9% to 1.2%, but lowered its 2026 projection by 0.1%. Eurozone inflation remained at 2% last month, in line with the inflation target set by the ECB. Looking at the UK, economic activity in the UK's private sector expanded at a softer pace in September than in August, with the S&P Global Composite PMI declining to 51 from 53.5. In more positive news, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced a record $350 billion transatlantic tech agreement with the US. Major US tech firms have pledged tens of billions of dollars worth of investment in the UK, with the biggest single investment coming from Microsoft, which announced a $30 billion spending package, its largest ever outside the US. This is part of an agreement dubbed the Tech Prosperity Deal between the UK government and several US tech giants, including NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Microsoft, as part of Donald Trump's second state visit to the UK. The deal between the two countries seeks to strengthen ties on AI, quantum computing, and civil nuclear energy, and is expected to create up to 15,000 jobs as a direct result of the investments. Moving to the US, we see US consumer sentiment continue to slide in September, falling to its lowest point since May, as tariffs seep into product prices and Americans start to spend more cautiously. The University of Michigan's preliminary September sentiment index declined 4.8% to 55.4 from 58.2 in August. The OECD has also raised its growth forecast for the U.S. economy in 2025 on the back of AI investments, but noted that tariffs and lower net immigration are taking a toll and would lead to slowing growth next year. The OECD expects the U.S.'s annual real GDP growth rate to come in at 1.8% in 2025, up from its previous projection of 1.6%. Moving to the last section, I will discuss the briefing itself. You will see the figures in the first section showing the active RSA of 64.43 million euro, with 58.95 million euro fully allocated. If we look to the right-hand side of the briefing, we can see that the CREDAT index is 68, with the trading figure for the month recorded at 7.66 million euro, with all available ETR in the market fully utilized. CREDAT control collections this month amounted to 3.1 million euro, with the exchange's performance once again continuing to jump ahead of all prior years. Our list of top 10 largest holdings and top 10 rated once again contain regular appearances from EKFB, Skanska Costain, and the HSE. At the top of the list, similar to last month's briefing, is construction debtor EKFB. Atradius is also back near the top, with Geogas Trading and CCP Building Products moving higher, making another appearance. Our donut graph shows the wide variation of our investments, with the largest sections again in wholesale and retail, construction, manufacturing, and hospitality. These different sectors have familiar debtors on our top 10 largest holdings, with regular and reoccurring ones, as well as new debtors being added monthly. The performance in wholesale and retail was the highest this month, with Atradius representing the sector. Construction was our second largest in performance this month, followed by hospitality, in our largest holdings for August. These donut graphs continue to show the strong levels of diversification employed throughout CREDAT. If we continue to look at the performance sector, we see that for month 8 of 2025, trading totaled 7.66 million euro, which is circa 0.9% higher than the 7.59 million euro recorded in month 8 of 2024. Volumes decreased for this month as the value to volume ratio increased again, in line with higher value and quality traded ETRs. Investor redemptions increased to 1.44 million euro, with the CREDAT index at 68 for August. Finally, the construction sector registered the largest trade in August at 0.54 million GBP. Our trend section shows the interest rate for the month running outside of the current demand, fixed and term rates. We can see from the briefing that the interest rate started at 2.068%. The rate decreased at the start of month 8, reaching a low of 2.049%, before fluctuating throughout the rest of the month, before ending at 2.068%, with potential for September's rates to ease and remain steady. As you all know from previous months, our investable rates on offer for the three products currently stand at demand at 3.50%, fixed at 4.25% for 12 months, and term at 15% at the end of 36 months. However, as previously notified to our intermediaries, the rates will be changing effective October 1st, 2025. The new rates starting October 1st, 2025 are as follows. Demand at 3%, fixed at 3.75% for 12 months, and term at 12% at the end of 36 months. This section shows the demand for investables starting to level off and show consistency. And as before, the briefing document ends with the RSA figure of 64.43 million euro. And that concludes this month's briefing for August 2025. Thank you.